Yes, please. Tish Baldridge or something. Thank you. Baldridge's office.
Barbara?
Yes.
Let me see, now I had two things to tell you. One was, you know, you asked about giving the Supreme...
Miss Baldridge noticed that there wasn't anybody from the judicial on, so we just mentioned it.
The president said yes to give him a book.
Right.
Chief Justice Warren.
Right.
And then also she wrote a little memo and said that she noticed that there were no congressmen.
Mm-hmm.
On
the Guinea lunch.
Mm-hmm. But he said that's okay.
Okay, fine.
All righty.
Thank you.
Charles Bartlett, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Today, James Meredith charged that the Army was segregating them, and I wondered what had been done with that discussion I had Friday night. Do you know anything about it?
No, sir, except that Cy, he's out at the hospital. Mm. You probably heard a long last. And Cy, he called me just a few minutes ago and said that he talked with your brother about this.
Yeah.
And that he wants to put out a statement. Now, what the facts are, apparently, we had no Negro troops on patrol.
Yeah.
They were in the unit, but they have been returned to their full duties within the last day, or a day or so, something like that. And we're trying to find out exactly what Meredith said, and we are fixing up a statement for Cy to put out describing exactly what the situation is.
Well, you better let me have it. As I say, I assume that after I talked to him Friday, he began to put him back in again. The only thing is, Katzenbach told me that on the patrols, it was just the white soldiers, so I didn't know what had happened with that discussion I had Friday.
No, sir, I didn't tell me about talking with you, but I assume that's when they did it, because I know that...
Well, except yesterday, they were still just white in the patrol cars.
I see.
So I'd like to find out. You better call Cy again and ask him what he did after Friday.
Right.
Number one, tell him number two to be careful what he says, because evidently Katzenbach said yesterday it was just whites. And then let me know what the statement's going to be before you put it out.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Mr. Mathers, that I do what you want to do, and I just signed that goddamn bill.
Did you really?
Yeah, in spite of the fact that They tell me there isn't a quorum present up there. I just figured that I was going to show that in spite of what Drew Pearson said.
I didn't say that. But how about Drew Pearson? He's going to be mad at you.
Well, I know that. He is going to be mad at me, but that won't be new.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he's such a bad guy. But did you really sign it, huh?
I signed it.
Well, I think that's fine. Actually, Mr. Brennan...
No. Don't tell me how good it is.
No, I'm not going to tell you how good it is, but I'm going to tell you politically, it'll be good.
Yeah,
politically,
well.
It'll be good.
What about one? Can you get those guys out of there tomorrow night?
I think so. It's Russell now.
I know, but God, can't we tell him we'll give it out of the contingency or we'll do it something else that we'll start? I mean,
yeah.
Is there something that that we can do with that goddamn Jamie Whitten?
I know it's awful, but that's the everything else is soluble quickly, except that.
Well, if we get everything else out, I just don't want these guys around, particularly if this Cuban thing ever works out, we want them out of there.
That's right.
So we got to get them out tomorrow night, then everybody goes home and shit, nobody knows what the hell's going on.
Exactly.
There's nothing can be done without God in the country. You'd think they're Southerners. I thought you Southerners were thick as thieves.
Well, we are, but Jamie doesn't want to go home. The difficulty here is...
He doesn't want to go home,
He doesn't want to go home. He wants to stay up here.
Well, that's
amazing. And Dick Russell doesn't want to go. He told me this afternoon, I said, Dick, can't we get this damn thing settled? He said, well, not before next week. I said, Jesus Christ. He said, well, frankly, I'm not much interested in going home anyway.
Yeah, but God, that's a selfish fucking attitude,
isn't it?
With a lot of guys running for re-election.
I know it. It's terrible. But many Southerners don't want to go home. This is the problem. Sam Irwin said the other day, I've lost my enthusiasm for going home now. This Mississippi thing.
You think he's going to get a lot of...
Sykes, Herlong, all these fellows ought to be running. They're here. Paul Rogers talked to him a little while ago. He's not going home.
Why, he doesn't want to listen to all that moaning?
Well, they don't want to listen to all that moaning, and they don't want to be put in a position where they've either got to jump on you or, or get with Barnett, and they don't figure either one is too good at the moment, so they're just trying to let it cool. And this is what I think is...
Because I think they ought to be able to get some middle position, just regret this.
That's right. Well, the Southern governors did very well.
I think most of them just keep quiet about it. Just say, well, it's a regrettable incident, period. That's all I'd say if I were a Southerner.
Yeah.
Just say, I regret what happened. This is not very, and then just go on to something else. Shit, nobody's...
Well, that's what I'm saying. We handle it all right.
And then nobody knows whether you regret that Meredith ended, or you regretted the truce you used, or you regretted bloodshed, or you regretted you knew me.
I deplore
everything.
Extremism. See, and they handled it well in Florida, and it could have been handled with the exercise of a little judgment.
Leadership
could have been handled elsewhere, and then I move on. Thompson said he was pretty disturbed about the fact that you didn't think he worked for him. Thompson, we're going to finally find the fellow in Florida that was going to say, Thompson talked to me about voting for the president. We haven't found him yet. Drew Pearson got you right over the bow.
What about Drew? He was pretty mean this morning, wasn't he?
God, he was nasty. Jesus.
That comes out of my shins are black and blue.
That's right. I eat your food, and then I spit all over you and kick you in the shins.
They don't know about all those votes you gave us.
That's right. He doesn't want to know about them. He's going to stay with those four fellas or eight fellas.
Estes. He's got Estes.
Estes and Albert.
Yeah, Estes feeds him that stuff.
Yeah, I know it.
Estes and Albert.
That's right.
And Wayne.
And Wayne gives it to him. Wayne's up here raising.
Is he? My wife. Is Public Works?
Yeah.
Geez, we got that all fixed.
I know, but he's still mad, still talking about it. He came in and made a big speech yesterday about how he told you, he said, Mr. President, I'm not going to permit this to happen. I'm not going to let our Democratic Party. You never hear anything so repulsive in your
life. I know it. He never says, it doesn't matter to me. And here we got it all fixed with Curl, and I signed his goddamn bill. I called him up and said, you've got to go on the supplemental. No, he wants to, he's sore at me because I took away his issue.
That's right.
But he comes to
He's making some more over here now.
Another speech?
Yes, he got a speech on, I don't know what the hell it was, something about the District of Columbia.
Little he is about H.R. 10.
Oh, he'll die. Well, I'm delighted you signed it.
Well, don't say anything about it for a while until they get out of there tonight. Okay.
I won't say anything.
Okay, he'll come out soon enough.
Yeah.
Gore will be coming ripping up from Tennessee.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Thank you a million.
Right out.
Really appreciate it. Best of luck.
Okay.
Communications satellite.
Oh, God, you are the greatest. I just called you and Smathers. You obviously have a direct wire to each other, or else you got one down here.
No, I just cut him off to talk to you.
Did you? Well...
I do commend it, though.
No,
seriously.
I said to Smathers, don't...